The money comes from a Milwaukee-based nonprofit formed to determine the viability of the continuation of two rustic Boy Scout camps in the North Woods. In 2015, for a variety of reasons, the Robert S. Lyle Scout Reservation, located near Elko, was closed. When the Boy Scouts went to sell the properties, the Baden-Powell North Woods Experience was founded to save the camp under a lease agreement with the new owner, the Ida Camp near Leona, but that didn't work out. Executive Director of Trees for Tomorrow, Robin Ginner, says the board decided unanimously to close the camps and donate any remaining funds to Trees for Tomorrow.
They were looking for an organization to funnel the rest of their proceeds to. So after a few conversations and talking more with their full board, they decided that Trees for Tomorrow kind of fit their mission, fit their vision, and incorporated a lot of the learning experiences that the Scouts would have gotten at the camp over near Leona.
Ginner says the money will be used for scholarships and also for students in the Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha areas to take part in Trees natural resource education.
For some of these kids who come from larger cities, this is their first experience in a wilderness setting, certainly in a small rural northern setting. So it's really exciting for them to get off the bus and be face-to-face with a completely different community, different part of the state that they have probably never been in before, and for some of these kids may never be in again.
Students will receive 3 to 4 days of hands-on, intensive learning about Northwood's ecology and stewardship and sustainability of our natural resources. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.